Hachette Audio presents Vendetta, Bobby Kennedy versus Jimmy Hoffa. Written by James Neff. Read by Joe Barrett.
For Maureen, Jameson, and Chris, and especially Dorothy. Prologue. Dark Forces. The weather in the nation's capital was so uncharacteristically sunny and warm on Friday, November 22, 1963, that Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy interrupted a big Justice Department meeting about fighting organized crime to take lunch outdoors at Hickory Hill, his rolling Civil War-era estate about 3 miles outside Washington, D.C. Among those joining him for tuna sandwiches and tomato soup at tables by the swimming pool were the U.S. Attorney in Manhattan, Robert Morgenthau, and RFK's wife, Ethel Kennedy. At 1:45, just as Kennedy prepared to head back to the Justice Department, a workman who had been painting a new wing at the Kennedy home sprinted toward them. He wore a painter's cap and held a transistor radio in one hand and shouted words nobody at first could quite make out. Just then a telephone extension at the pool rang with a call from FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover. Bobby Kennedy knew something was wrong, because Hoover never called him at home. "I have news for you," the FBI director said. "The president's been shot." After he hung up, RFK clapped his hand over his mouth, and Morgenthau saw a look of shock and horror on his friend's face. Ethel rushed to his side, and for a few seconds he was speechless. Then he choked out the words, "Jack's been shot. It may be fatal." The phones at Hickory Hill rang all that afternoon as family and friends called or arrived unbidden.